that?
I want to welcome everyone out this morning. This is the Wednesday, November the 30th, 2016, regular session of Commissioners Court. We'll start this morning with me giving an invocation, and then we'll stand for our pledges. Our kind Heavenly Father, we are thankful for this great county and state and nation that we live in. We're thankful for this Thanksgiving season and for the approaching Christmas season when we celebrate the birth of our Savior. We're grateful for all the other many blessings that we have and pray today that you will guide us and help us make good decisions for our county, that we'll be respectful and show our appreciation for one another as we lead the county. And we ask for these things in the name of thy Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag, I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state under God, one and indivisible.
Item two is consider and take action on approval of the minutes of the previous meeting.
Move to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Spencer, seconded by Commissioner Gross to approve the minutes of the previous meeting. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Item B are payroll changes.
Move to approve payroll changes.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Spencer, seconded by Commissioner Burkett to approve payroll changes. Those in favor?
Aye.
Payroll changes are approved. C is payroll.
Motion to approve payroll.
I have a copy of my election payroll, and I'm asking the court today to see if they can get paid today. I submitted it on the 16th. No, I think it's November the 17th. I mean, they need to be paid.
Why didn't we get included?
It's not ready. We didn't receive it to the 18th. The Maddie's 17th. Still working on it, but it's not ready.
And I was told not to submit it till after the 15th. The payroll, because they were doing that one, so I submitted it on the 17th.
But y'all closed Wednesday, right? Before Thanksgiving.
I'm going to make a motion that needs to be paid today.
Yeah, I agree.
Second.
Does that include all payroll? Motion for all payroll?
Yes. I guess we'll go and make the motion.
I'll make that motion. We pay all of it and...
And write the checks today? This is what you're talking about?
The checks today.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Groves, second by Commissioner Spencer to pay payroll today, including the election payroll. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved.
It can't. There's no way. Taxes are not done. There's no way to have them printed today.
What's the earliest they can be, Brandy?
Maybe tomorrow. Maybe. If the taxes are completed. Maybe. If the taxes are correct, she has to figure the taxes. It might be tomorrow.
You have to manually figure the taxes?
She has to manually figure and hope that the system has done it correct. If it's not correct, then she has to play with it. But if the system does it correct, then yes.
Wow.
The software package that we have doesn't do payroll?
Uh-huh.
It's a different program. It's different software.
But the payroll software that we have,
it's Inco, isn't it?
Workers they're not taxed all year. And then this payroll, if they make over $1,700, then we have to go back and tax them over everything they made all year. So she has to go back and pull all the payrolls all year, look at them, figure it, and then hope that the system does it right. Every once in a while, you have to make some adjustments to make sure that it's in there correctly.
I guess my question would be then, since the 17th of the month, have we not done that?
No. We got them on the 18th. No, and she had 85 people.
17th at 8:30 in the morning, I took the payroll down there. It was a Thursday.
Well,
to our office?
Yes, you were standing right there behind it to Maddie.
She said 18th.
The 17th at 8:30 in the morning.
I mean, since the 18th then. Let's just call it the 18th, whatever. Even the 18th.
On the 17th.
She had 85 people she had to hand enter.
Right, but you took off extra days.
Have it done by the end of the day Friday.
And we have all our payrolls.
That's a good thing for them.
Can we have it done by the end of the day Friday?
Yes, it will be, yes.
I'll make my motion to have it done by the end of the day Friday.
What's wrong with Thursday? So they can get their money.
It needs to be a priority.
Yeah, I mean, they work too. I mean, nobody wants to wait.
What's wrong with the end of the day Thursday?
Okay.
This is Wednesday.
Just have it be a priority.
Have it mailed out.
As soon as it can be done. If it can be finished tomorrow and mailed out tomorrow, then it needs to be done tomorrow. As soon as it can be done. Because I know I've had two calls wanting to know why they haven't been paid.
I've tweeted all day yesterday.
I'll change my motion.
We've had calls also.
To as soon as possible, have the payroll done.
Be done by Friday, and they.
Well, I didn't know what to tell them, so I told them to call.
Yeah, they call us.
Tomorrow.
You know.
My motion will be changed to have payroll finished by the end of the day Thursday, and out.
Second.
All right, the amended motion is to have the election payroll done by tomorrow. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Item D, your budget amendments.
Move to approve budget amendments. Second.
Motion by Commissioner Spencer, second by Commissioner Gross to approve budget amendments. Those in favor?
Aye.
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 Budget amendments are approved. Item E, your accounts payable.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Gentry, second by Commissioner Gross to approve accounts payable. Those in favor?
Aye.
Accounts payable are.
Abstain.
Accounts payable are approved. Item F is accept for recording auditor reports, treasurer reports, bonds, oaths, deputation certificates, state and county tax summary, county clerk's contract with Tyler Tech for Eagle Recorder Program, and applications for use of Upshur County roads and rights of way and permit requests.
Motion to record.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Barker, second by Commissioner Spencer to record those documents. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those are recorded. Item three is discuss and take action to authorize the following with reference to the library. A, approve construction of the new family place area with a portion to be paid from the library budget. And previously it was specifically worded that that would be paid for by the Friends of the Library, not understanding that a portion of it had to be paid from your
yes,
budget.
On the paperwork that I gave y'all on the quotes, on the bottom of them I had wrote the Friends were paying for the glass framing. and that the three columns would come out of the library's budget, and that didn't get caught. But on the original paperwork that I gave y'all, it did say that.
And so you understand it's not the fact that you're spending money out of your budget. We don't, it's your budget.
Yeah, I understand it.
It's the construction part that
yes, I understand it.
Okay.
Motion to approve item A, to approve the construction of the facility with a portion to be paid from the library budget.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Barkus, seconded by Commissioner Gross to approve item 3A. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. B is approve the installation and payment of ceiling fans per David Womble recommendation.
Yes, David came down and looked at it, and we had talked about some different options of, like, bring the ventilation down or ceiling fans, and ceiling fans was the least expensive of the options that we had.
And who's paying for that?
The library's budget. The Friends are not paying for that. This was after they already approved the $7,000 for the glass.
Do we know how much money it is?
$250 for the installation.
Of the fans?
Yes.
Does that include the price of the fans?
No, the fans are, I think, about $300.
How many are you doing?
Four. There's four fans.
Per fan or?
Oh, no, for all of them. Okay. For all of them.
300 for four fans?
Yes.
Okay.
I want to say it was about $300.
550. Six, 550 to 600?
Yeah, yes, sir.
And we can't install them? Okay. Okay.
Motion to approve.
I'll second.
Motion by Commissioner Gentry, seconded by Commissioner Gross to approve item 3B regarding the library. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Item C is approve execution of the Hoopla contract.
And this is we currently belong to Overdrive, which gives our patrons about 35,000, their audiobooks, ebooks, streaming videos. The Hoopla is a bigger consortium that we can belong to, and it's, instead of paying just a flat, like for Overdrive we pay $6,000 a year, and it doesn't matter how many items are checked out. On Hoopla, it's our patrons will have over 475,000 books, audiobooks, like a CD, like a record album, and streaming videos that they can check out, and it's based on if they check it out or not. So we don't pay unless our patrons check it out. So it just gives our patrons a more of an option of things that they can check out electronically.
So are you going to not renew this next one?
I'm going to see how it goes. It's each month it's getting bigger and bigger. And the Overdrive has more of the newer stuff, and then the Hoopla has more of the older stuff. But we do have patrons requesting it. And it's, like I said, it's based on what they check out, on what we pay.
Are you saying that you're going to run the contract that we have now, continue that? And then
continue it and see how
and
it
then try,
goes.
And, so how's that going to work? So we're going to get billed for Hoopla and?
Yes, well, the the Overdrive, we've already paid that for a whole year. So it won't end until September next year.
What does the Hoopla cost us?
The Hoopla, it's, you set your own budget of how much you want to spend each month. You can set it that each patron can check out five items, and then you're billed that way. Or you can just say, I want $300, and once our patrons spend $300, that's it. They can't check anything else out.
Okay, I want to see if I get this, though. the patrons will come that want to use Hoopla.
Mm-hmm.
Will request that.
Yeah, they will go to Hoopla has a website, and they'll go through the library's website, and they'll go to Hoopla, they'll check it out and download it to their device.
So it's conceivable that these charges could, say, equal $5,000 or $6,000
in
a year.
No. I figured what we would do is limit the budget to $300 a month.
Okay.
So once $300 worth of items have been checked out, then no more items can be checked out.
You can control that.
Yes, I can control it.
And then would you have enough money in your budget to do another $3,600 a year?
For next year. We'll see how it goes, because the older generations do not check out items like that, but then the younger ones, 20s to 40s, do check it out.
Yeah. Well, what I'm saying though is the $6,000 that we've already contracted, for this year. That's in stone.
Yes, it's already paid for.
So you're talking about an additional $3,600 out of your budget this year?
Yes, I have the money for it.
Okay.
To me, it would be like it would be, instead of her buying books, she's putting the money towards that. Am I correct?
Yes, yes.
Okay, so it's not actually any more added expense. She's just using part of that.
Instead of a physical book, it's an electronic.
We'll try it then. I make a motion that we...
And we can cancel it any time, you know, if our patrons don't use it, you know, and if we will make an initial deposit of $3,000, and if our patrons don't use it, we get it back.
Okay. I'm going to make a motion that we approve the Hoopla contract and set the maximum amount per month at $300.
Second.
If it, if it works out, what if she wants to start spending $400 a month in order to come back to the court to get approval?
No, wait till next year, put it in the budget, and then we'll raise it up next year.
I don't see where they're raising the budget, because she's using that instead of buying a hard copy book. She's using her book money to do it electronically.
So you think that my motion of limiting...
There shouldn't be any increase, whatever she's got in her books.
I think just let her do it.
Forget the...
Yeah, I mean, she's got it in her books, so whether she spends it on electronic books...
Stay within the budget.
Just stay within her budget.
Okay, I'll amend my motion to approve the Hoopla contract as long as it stays within the budget.
Yeah, I know how much I got.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Burkett, seconded by Commissioner Gentry to approve the Hoopla contract. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Cynthia, here's two executed copies by me, but then they'll need to sign, and then you'll get one back.
Yeah, I'll email them and send them to you.
Okay. Item 3D is declare two sofas, one coffee table, one end table, one conference room table, one sofa table, three partition dividers, and one white wire rack as surplus property and provide for removal and storage of the same. David?
There is no room, because I notified y'all about a month ago.
No.
I can't even put a monitor in the Rock building right now. I have no place to store this. So it's going to have to stay where it's at or whatever y'all choose, but I don't have room for it.
Well, we just need to salvage it, because we need to get rid of it.
We'll have a sale at some point, and then we can get,
okay.
get rid of it. We need to address that, too.
Okay. So will I need to bring it back to y'all, or is it considered salvage?
It's there's a difference in the code between surplus and salvage.
Okay.
So that's why I wrote it very specifically. We're going to declare it surplus property.
Okay.
Can we do like we did before and take pictures and send it to each of the offices and see if there's something that can be used by another office?
I don't care. That's fine.
Yeah, we could do that. It's a good idea.
Because that way
it's nice furniture.
And it's not anything we're going to have to replace later. You're not going to come back in 6 months and say, I need a new couch or a new coffee table because it matches better or something.
Yeah.
Okay.
No,
I'm sorry.
After we rearrange, this is extra stuff. We have a nice conference room table, but it's really big and heavy, and we have people that want to use our conference room, but they don't want the conference room table in there. They want it to be arranged differently. So we have some smaller tables that we have already that are extra and that we want to put in there in place of the conference room table.
Okay.
Then we have just two sofas that are sort of like a doctor's office sofa. We just have no room for them now.
Do you mind taking pictures of the stuff and then just sending it out to each of the offices and see if there's anything that they can use? And if so, then we'll do that. Awesome.
I can claim the sofa so that Michael have a place to sleep at night.
Put it in the basement, please.
Is there a motion on?
Motion to approve the stipulation of seeing other offices can use it.
Motion by Commissioner Gentry, seconded by Commissioner Spencer to declare the items in 3D as surplus property and with the stipulation that other offices be able to look at it and decide if they need it. Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
That's approved. Item 4 is discuss and take action to approve expenditures from the JP Technology Fund for a computer and license for JP 1 and a laptop for JP 4.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Gentry, second by Commissioner Spencer to approve the expenditures out of JP Technology Fund. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Item five is discuss and take action to clear trees and brush on the south side of the Rock Building. Dino, did you want to address this?
We have interest in people buying 1 acre, half acre tracts on there, and everybody has a concern about the trees blocking the view of what they're building there, or traffic concerns coming in and out of there. Everybody's wanting to trim, cut back.
It's mostly brush, right?
No, it's trees, with all of them.
They're wanting to clear cut everything to the wall, and I have a concern about that.
Have you been over there and looked at it?
There's a few big trees, but most of it's underbrush.
Yes,
there's some tall pine trees. And maybe even one little oak tree.
What was your concern?
Well, number one, the trees and stuff, we got that rock wall there, the root system is...
I'm not going to dig them, I'm just going to cut them without one washing or anything.
Right. But I can't see cutting all of those trees. I see cleaning out the underbrush and cutting the trees back to the edge of the building to kind of open it up for signage and things like that on the road, but I can't see cutting all of them.
Even those that you do cut, Dean, I wouldn't want to see stumps left there.
Oh, we can dig them up.
Or grind them.
I mean, I
would
just grind them. So you can leave what root is there if they choose to cut it at all.
I don't think you want to dig them up. You might damage that rock wall when the roots come out. So, all of them want the big trees. Mine would be to, say, clear everything out 20 inches and down.
Well, that would eliminate your pine trees, which
I don't
care for pine trees much.
Is that going to help you?
Everybody pretty much wants them back at least 40 or 50 feet off the road.
But coming from the north, Dean, if I'm understanding what you're saying, the visibility coming from the north, you're not going to have much visibility there because of the rock building anyway. And coming from the south, there's all kinds of visibility.
The rock building is more north than what you think. If you go over and look at it, there's a lot of room between the building and the rock wall. And just to come off Butler Street, you can't even see down south. The visibility is bad. And this one guy that is going to spend a lot of money in this town, he said, I want to go see my building sitting off the road.
But the visibility is bad not just because of the trees, but because of the rock building and its wall, right?
No. If you're coming down 271 south, you're far enough over to the west that you could see. It's just the trees are blocking. If the building's sitting off the road 60 feet, 80 feet, it's going to be hard to see it. Yes, you can see the sign trimming the trees back. They want to see the building too. One of them's already an existing business here in town wanting to move.
David?
That whole area over there, I know where he's talking about that. There's probably maybe 3-4 big pine trees there. One of these days, I live in Wood County. I think y'all get the same weather here. I have trees bigger than that blow over. And what do we do if we've got an opportunity to not pay to have to remove those trees? Why wouldn't we take this opportunity to remove that safety hazard, just like that tree that fell last year? It's by that house. I mean, there's several deals. I know it's the Rock Building, but we need to look at some preemptive stuff there and clean around that Rock Building out. I mean, and I know, Paul, it looked bad, but we have that old wall, but we also have a possibility of some of those trees reaching the Rock Building when they fall, or our shed, or the other building there that is used for homeless stuff. So, I mean, I just see a big point, a big plus. If somebody else will clean that out, I think that would be a wonderful thing. Plus, I'd like to be able to fence off that area, and it's probably about 60 yards from the Rock Building to the trees. Wouldn't you say that's about from the tree line there?
You're talking about from the highway to the trees?
Yeah. No. From the Rock Building edge, where the trees start, there's a big open, looks like it used to be a parking lot.
I don't think it's that far.
It's a good 50 or 60 feet, probably.
Yeah. You said 60 yards. You mean 60 feet?
No, it's farther than 60 feet.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm saying about visibility. Rock Building, we're not blocking. The Rock Building sits far enough to the north. that big vacant lot, like you say, you know, it's nice and open out there.
I mean, you looked at it. What, what's your...
Oh, I'm, there's a nice rock wall in there that...
I mean, if you just cleaned it all out, I mean, what do you...
If you cut it and grind the stumps, I'll make a motion, and then Paula can amend it.
Hey, I'm one of five, so it's okay.
I'll make a motion that at your expense, whose expense is this going to be at? Who's going to... Whose?
The Advantage Properties.
At the expense of Advantage Properties, that they clean all the trees off of the existing rock wall on both sides and grind the stumps and preserve the integrity of the rock wall.
I'll second.
The motion by Commissioner Spencer, seconded by Commissioner Gross, is to allow Advantage Properties at their expense to clear the brush and trees from the south side of the rock building and preserve the integrity of the rock wall. Those in favor?
Is there any time limit on this thing that you're going to get it done and cleaned up right, and so it's not left out there?
I'm going to say within 90 days.
Within 90 days?
Okay, I'll add that to my notes, within the 90-day time frame.
I agree.
The motion and the second is amended to allow Advantage Properties to clean up the brush and trees on the south side of the rock building and preserve the integrity of the wall within 90 days.
And grind the stumps.
And grind the stumps. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those opposed?
Me.
It passes.
3-1.
Yes. Item 6 is discuss and take action to approve the appointment of Kevin Krutzinger as Reserve Deputy Constable for Precinct 3, Constable Stanley Jenkins.
That's my precinct, so I make a motion that we approve Kevin to be a Reserve Deputy Constable.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Barker, seconded by Commissioner Gentry to name Kevin Krutzinger or appoint Kevin Krutzinger as Reserve Deputy Constable in Precinct 3. Those in favor?
Aye.
And for those of you that don't know, Stanley came home yesterday, so he's doing much better.
Move to adjourn.
Second.
There's a motion and a second to adjourn. Those in favor?
Aye.
We're adjourned.